What he said was one of the dumbest, most ridiculous things I'd ever heard. You won't believe this. I sure didn't. Here's what he said, and this is a direct quote. He said, "Dogs can't chew peanut butter." I stared at him. What? Dogs can't chew peanut butter? That was pure rubbish. Dogs chew bones all the time, and even sticks when we're bored. And if we can chew bones and sticks, who's afraid of peanut butter? Absurd. Ridiculous. And to underscore the point, I inched closer to him and put on an awesome display of yearning. Moved my paws up and down, lifted my ears, fluttered my eyelids, moaned, and even sent a quiver through my entire body. Yes, all of that at the same time. It was pretty amazing. He flashed a wicked grin. "Shep, don't want what you shouldn't want. You'd be disappointed, take my word for it." My whole body quivered with desire. McGrubber shook his head and glanced around in a circle. The other men were watching and waiting to see which of us would win this debate. Suddenly, I realized that his sandwich was there in front of my nose, and he wasn't watching. Did I want a bite? No, but I would take the whole thing. I snatched it out of his hand and disappeared. Foolish man. Well, why not? I could see that the argument wasn't getting us anywhere, and what did he expect? Hold a sandwich in front of a starving dog and only a dunce would expect him to sit. You know, I'd never tried to eat a peanut butter sandwich. And one of the things a guy never considers is that peanut butter sticks to the roof of your... I mean, it parks itself on the top of your mouth and... Help! I was drowning! I couldn't get my tongue unglued. It had been welded to the top of my mouth. I'd come down with a dangerous case of tongue hungalosis. I smacked my lips, ran around in a tight circle, and... laughter. This was not funny. It took me 5 minutes of steady pulling, tugging, pawing, and smacking to get my tongue back. And at that point, I noticed that Doug McGrubber had stopped laughing and was looking at me with his beady little eyes. He shook his head and said, "Shep, Shep, what did I tell you? Son, I can read your mind." Yeah, well, he could find something else to read. And the men could find something else to laugh about. I lifted my nose to a proud angle and went off to enjoy my own company. And I did, too. I sulked for an hour and a half and loved every minute of it. When darkness fell, I joined Mr. Wilkins and little Alfred inside a tent with two sleeping bags rolled out on the floor. Alfred said he wasn't tired, but 2 minutes after his head hit the pillow, he was gone. I curled up at the foot of his sleeping bag and watched Mr. Wilkins. By the light of a candle, he was writing in some kind of journal book. He had been writing for, 10 or 15 minutes when he looked up and saw that I was watching. "Field notes. I have to record the day's events on the site." "Oh, swell. Today we exposed 7 rocks on the north wall, found a peculiar rock in Slim's unit, and Doug McGrubber made the best find of the day, that bison bone in Unit 3. Tomorrow we'll map it in and take it out." For some reason, my tongue shot out and swept across my mouth.